Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam 11.8.6. Samriddha kamo hino va narayana paro munihi notsarpeta na shushyeta sajadbhir iva sagaraha Sangriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Notsarpeta nashushyeta Saridbhir ivasagaraha Samriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Notsarpeta nashushyeta Saridbhir ivasagaraha Samriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Samriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Notsarpeta nashushyeta Saridbhir ivasagaraha Samriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Notsarpeta nashushyeta Saridbhir ivasagaraha Ladies Samriddha kamo hinova Narayana paro munihi Notsarpeta nashushyeta Saridbhir ivasagaraha Samriddha flourishing Kamaha material opulence Hinaha destitute Va or Narayana the Supreme Personality of Godhead Paraha accepting as supreme. Munihi, a saintly devotee. Na, does not. Utsarpeta, swell up. Na, does not. Shushyeta, dry up. Saridbhihi, by the rivers. Iva, like. Sagaraha, the ocean. During the rainy season, the swollen rivers rush into the ocean. And during the dry summer, the rivers, now shallow, severely reduce their supply of water. Yet the ocean does not swell up during the rainy season, nor does it dry up in the hot summer. In the same way, a saintly devotee who has accepted the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the goal of his life sometimes will receive, by providence, great material opulence, and sometimes he will find himself materially destitute. However, such a devotee of the Lord does not rejoice in a flourishing condition, nor is he morose when poverty-stricken. Purport. A sincere devotee of the Lord is always eager to meet the Lord and render him transcendental service. He wants to remain fixed as an atom at the lotus feet of the Lord, because Lord Krishna, or Narayana, is the reservoir of all pleasure. He rejoices when experiencing pure Krishna consciousness, and is morose when Krishna is not present in his mind. In his dealings with the material world, a devotee cannot be disturbed by ordinary materialistic people who sometimes insult him and accuse him of neglecting material sense gratification. Just as the ocean cannot be disturbed by the innumerable rivers that run into it. Sometimes lusty women approach a pure devotee, and sometimes speculative philosophers try to argue against the personality of Godhead. But with all such ordinary people, a pure devotee is detached and in his blissful Krishna consciousness. Om Gana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kopatirubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyevacha Patita Nam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Dama Hare Dama Rama Dama Hare Hare. This could be higher, right? Better? I think so. Samriddha kamo hinova narayana paro munihi no sarpeta nishusheta shadidbhir ivasagaraha. The devotee is even-minded. He's not affected by the changing circumstances of the material world, because he's Narayana Para. He's fixed, his goal is fixed at the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. Narayana Para Sarve Nakutaschana Bibhyati Svargapa Varga Narakeshvapi Tulyartha Darshana. Tulyartha Darshana. Equal vision toward Svarga or liberation, or hell. His interest is to serve Krishna. Where there's service, he's ready to go. and it's all the same. And where there's no service, that's where he doesn't want to be.
The Samriddhakama means flourishing in sense gratification. And Hinakama, destitute or bereft of everything. So what does he care? This is not my real business. These characteristics of the devotee are described in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Santushta satatam yogi, he's always satisfied. And mayarpita mano buddhir, his mind and intelligence are always dedicated. Yo na hrishati eshti, na shochati na kankshati. Shubha-shubha parityagi bhakti-manya samepriya. Na hrishati na dveshti. He doesn't rejoice when things turn wonderful materially. Because why rejoice over illusion? If you just got appointed king of the world in your dream, what is the value of that? And if you lose your kingdom in the dream, what's lamentable about that? He sees that this material prosperity or poverty are of no ultimate consequence. And therefore, nafishati, he doesn't rejoice when things go splendidly, and nadveshti, he doesn't hate circumstances that appear to be negative. Nashochati nakankshati, he's free from lamentation and from desire. Brahmabhuta prasanatma nashochati nakankshati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labhate para. These are preliminary characteristics of the devotee. The material world is full of kankshati and shochati. Desiring more and more. And when we don't get what we desire or we lose what we desired, then shochati. Lamentation. But the devotee, it's there, nishochati nakankshati, or nahrishati yo nahrishati nadveshti. In the purport, there is hrishati and dveshti. He rejoices when he has the opportunity to serve Krishna. And he laments when he's not Krishna conscious. So rejoicing and lamentation are there, but not in relationship to Maya, in relationship to Krishna. Apuryamanam machalam pratishtam samudramapa pravishanti advat tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve sashantimapnoti nakama kami. This kama kami word is very interesting. Desiring to desire. The materialists thrive on increased desires. iPhone 10. I don't know what number they're on, but whatever it is. I've only got an iPhone 9. I could have an iPhone 10. You'll still talk to the same people. Nothing much is going to change, but $800 or $1,000 will be out of your pocket, and you'll have an iPhone 10. Similarly, okay, you have a girl, but you could have that girl. This is called Sankalpa Prabhavan Kama, desires that arise from agitating the mind. One is imagining. Sankalpa Prabhavan Kama. Imagining what enjoyment there will be. And that's all it is enjoyment. The American actress Marilyn Monroe, who was like a great sex symbol in the 1950s, she said, "I'm a disappointment in love because men expect something spectacular from me." She said, I'm just another woman. I have the same equipment that all the other women have. But they're expecting something incredible. It's by mental concoction. The sex that you could have with this great movie star is the same as the sex that you have with your wife. But one is imagining. Imagining and imagining. Kamakami. I could have a bigger house. I could have a second house. I could have a yacht. I could have a this. I could have a that. Kamakami. Desiring to desire. So, the Krishna conscious person isn't like that. Apuryamanam achalam pratishtam samudramapa pravishantiya. The same example is given. The rivers flow into the ocean, but the ocean stays steady. Or the rivers, as here, don't flow into the ocean. In the summer, everything dries up, the rivers aren't flowing, but the ocean isn't affected. It's not that the ocean in the summer goes down. The rivers may. But the ocean stays the same. So the tadvat kama yam pravishanti sarve. Desires may enter into the mind even of a Krishna conscious person. But he doesn't chase after them. He's not kama kami, chasing after those desires. All right, some desires enter the mind. What can be done? As long as we have this body, some desire will come. The mind will cook up something. But why do I have to take that seriously? Why do I have to give attention to that? So, all right, the thought came. Thank you for visiting. Goodbye. He doesn't become disturbed or especially fixed. What is that elsewhere? Hariti pragyam vayurnavam ivambasi. What's the beginning? Tasmad yasib. Indriyanam hi charitam yan mano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam. The senses are roaming. Indriyanam hi charitam. The knowledge gathering senses, especially, are roaming. My picture in my own mind, this is not Shastric, but you've all seen these war movies, the submarine movies. And there's the radar, and it's going like this. Boop, boop. You've seen, right? Yeah? Haven't seen. Oh, half your life is wasted. Anyway, the radar screen is showing, you know, a sweep of the environment. And then something lights up. You know, there's a torpedo boat over here, or there's a... an aircraft carrier over there, and so it lights up. And then we're going to go after it. We're going to bomb it, or we're going to run away from it, whatever we're going to do. So the senses are like that. They're sweeping the environment. Sweeping. Ooh, beautiful girl at 4 o'clock. There's something, whatever it is. The mind becomes attracted. Indriyanam hi chadatam. They're roaming around, these senses. like cows, you know, the cows are roaming, and then when they see some bright patch of grass or something. So, Indriyanam hi chadatam yan mana, mind, anuvidhiyate, it becomes fixed on it. Then, tadasya horati pragyam, his good intelligence, his understanding is horati, taken away. Vayurnava mivambasi, the same way that a boat on the water is carried off, the sailboat is carried off by a strong wind. Tasmad yasya mahabaho nigrihi tarni sarvasha. Indriyan indriyarte vyas tasya pragya pratishtita. Therefore, one has to control the mind. In the third chapter also, tasmat tvam indriyan yado niyamya bhadatarshapa. Papmanam prajahi yenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Material desire is jnana vijnana nashanam. It destroys knowledge and it destroys even realization. One has good realization, but if he doesn't control the mind and the mind becomes fixed on something for sense enjoyment, then horati pragyam, his intelligence is carried away, his realization goes to hell. Tasmat tvam indriyan yado. Therefore, ado, from the very beginning, niyamya. One has to control the mind, one has to control the senses. And one has to cut down this material desire, lust. Indriyan yado, from the very beginning. Indriyani paranyahur indriyebhya param manaha manasastu parabudhir yo budhe padatastu saha. Higher than the senses is the mind, higher than the mind is the intelligence. Higher than the intelligence is the soul. And higher than the soul is Krishna. So the soul should be engaged in relationship to the super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the mind will be safe from Maya. Safe means there's no safe place in the material world. But if he's situated in Krishna consciousness, then he's safe. One has to follow the rules and regulations very carefully. They're meant for our protection. And especially, we should always be engaged in the service of Krishna so that these Maya won't get us. Let's see if there's anything else here we wanted to talk about. All right, we'll stop here. What questions? If any, yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for enlightening on trying to control the mind and being satisfied. I just had a question that sometimes when we focus more on satisfaction, then our trying to achieve or trying to do more than what we otherwise will do or trying to do more service, it seems to be hampering.
Satisfaction because we're trying to satisfy ourselves. If we focus more on our satisfaction than on devotional activities, naturally we're going to be frustrated. Sarvopadi vinir muktam tatvratena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchite. We're meant to satisfy the senses of Krishna, and when Krishna is satisfied, we'll be satisfied. If we make an independent program for our own satisfaction, we must be frustrated. Guaranteed, 100%, certified. Must be. Because independence, anything independent of Krishna, yata bhasham yata tamah, that doesn't exist. That's maya. Something independent of Krishna. Independent prosperity, independent intelligence, independent satisfaction, independent anything. So chasing after any of those things will result in frustration. So we have to satisfy Krishna. Santushta satatam yogi. Santushta means yadvich chalava santushta. He's satisfied with whatever comes of its own accord. He doesn't need to chase, get something more for his own satisfaction. Yadvich cha, whatever comes of its own accord, lava. Santushta. Oh, that's all right. I got chapatis, I got whatever. Got some poa, I got some this, I got some that. Whatever I got, some old rice, something I got. All right. Lord Vamandev told Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj told him, you're childish. You're just asking for 3 steps of land. Ask for something more. So Lord Vamandev was playing the part of a Brahmin boy. No, anyone who wouldn't be satisfied with 3 paces of land wouldn't be satisfied if he got all 3 worlds. So, of course, he took all 3 worlds, but he's teaching also that whatever comes, that's all right. Yadrichta labha santushta. But just like Madhavendra Puri, if he got some food, he would eat. If he didn't get food, he wouldn't eat. But he wouldn't ask, could I have some food? I'm hungry. Whatever came, that was his program. And he was satisfied with whatever came. He wouldn't endeavor to get food. But the same Madhavendra Puri walked from where? Vrindavan down to Vemuna, Puri, to get sandalwood pulp and camphor for Gopal. Gopal's feeling hot. He wants some sandalwood pulp. He wants some camphor. This is not a 15-minute drive to go from, especially in those days, to go from Vrindavan. Even now, it's just, you go by train. It's a bit of a journey. But going on foot through the jungles and dacoits and mosquitoes and tigers, who knows what there was. So anyway, let me go. Gopal wants, and then I have to go get it, and then I have to go come bring it back. So this is a big endeavor. But he didn't tell Gopal, listen, I'm giving you whatever I can give you. Be satisfied. You know, you want your devotees to be satisfied. Well, set the example. You be satisfied. Yad yad atrut yishreshtastu. He didn't preach to Gopal, but listen, you just be satisfied with whatever comes of its, on its own. For Krishna's satisfaction, he was ready to go through so much trouble. And for his own satisfaction, no, whatever comes. Is that all right?
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, we give the example of Mayavadis. Prabhupada writes in the book about how that they don't find shelter and then eventually they fall down to philanthropic activities. But we see that even like in practically speaking, even in the Hare Krishna movement, and amongst devotees also, there are cases where devotees have been practicing since so many years, 20, 25 years of chanting and association and leading large groups. And eventually we find that they, you know, fall from their position. They fall from their position. So analytic people, I mean, amongst them also, they sometimes speak that why devotees are like that, you know, be like that, and even we are not as bad as, you know, many times you devotees are behaving that way. Which means that there have been cases of fall downs even amongst the devotional cult. Like, you know, when Prabhupada speaks about Mayavadis falling down, even amongst devotional circles we find. So what is it that, you know, when there are so many such quotes in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
So many?
Quotations. Hmm. Where, you know, just chanting purifies you and we get the higher taste and everything. But then why is it that even devotees are falling?
Mama Maya Duratchaya. Maya is not an easy customer, an easy opponent. Maya is powerful. So even those who are on the devotional path, Bharat Maharaj, he'd achieved bhava. And Maya threw him a little baby deer that was helpless and needed his shelter. And he had to take care of it. And he had to always think about it. Then he had to take birth as a deer. So Maya is working ultimately for the benefit of the devotees. Maya also means mercy. But in a negative way. The internal potency is positively attracting us, but the external energy is negatively trying to pull us away. And she's good at it. She has a high success rate. Among the karmis, her success rate is like 100%. If she doesn't get you to be in the mode of ignorance, then she'll get you in passion. If not passion, then goodness. If not goodness, then a mixture of this and a mixture of that. If not karma, then gyan. If not gyan, then yoga. If not yoga, then siddhis. So Maya's very good at what she does. It's jhanu rupam api yasya chacheshtate sa. So therefore in the Katha Upanishad it said that the path of spiritual realization is like the razor's edge. Prabhupada said like you're shaving, a little moment's inattention and you can cut and draw blood. So the warnings are there. Vaishnava parads especially are very dangerous. Association of materialists, association of those who are addicted to women and sense for sense enjoyment, close association with women. There's so many different warnings given in Shasta. Watch out for this, watch out for that, watch out for this, watch out for that. And if we think, well, no, I'm pretty well situated, I don't have to worry about that. Then Maya can grab us. So then Arjuna asks, what's the destination of such a person? Parta naiveha namutra, what's that? Something nivijite? Vinashud, nivijite. So he's not washed up, he's not finished. But he has to come back and take another birth and continue from where he left off. Nahi kalyana kritkaschit durgatim tatagaschiti. But better to finish it in this life and not be caught. Yes.
Maharaj, in terms of the rivers that flow into the mind, like the ocean, so there are many rivers which, you know, voluntarily keep on flowing, like you know, thoughts of what activities I have to do this, the activity that I have to perform today, or the people I met, what was you know, thinking about their attitude, what he is, this kind of a person, he is that kind of a person.
So there are different rivers of thoughts that keep on coming, and also then there are rivers of thought which we induce, like dhyayato vishayam pumsa. Rivers of thoughts like dhyayato vishayam pumsa, like contemplation of on sense gratification, which, you know, we induce ourselves into. But then how can we induce ourselves into a reverse of thought which is connected to Krishna, so that these other rivers...
Mind's business is thinking, so there's always thoughts. So we're thinking about this, we're thinking about that. Sometimes we're thinking about sense gratification. So then the question is, how do we think of Krishna? What? You just went dead.
How do we induce, just like we induce ourselves to think about sense gratification and kama kami, similarly, how do we induce ourselves to think of Krishna?
Use the mind to think of Krishna? Or use these things to think of Krishna? What's the question?
Like, how do we induce ourselves to think of Krishna?
How do we use our... induce ourselves to think of Krishna? Chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, chanting is thinking. Why are we doing this? Spending 2 hours a day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, then come to the temple, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why all this Hare Krishna stuff? Because abhinnatvam nama namino. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. Though chaito darpana marjanam, by chanting, the mind becomes purified. Prabhupada said chanting is thinking. But by chanting Hare Krishna, the mind is focused on Krishna. Then we're reading the books, again, Krishna Katha, or sitting in class, Krishna Katha. And then we try to arrange our life in such a way that everything is connected with Krishna. Either we're preaching or we're doing some work that's meant for Krishna's service. One should mold one's life in such a way that one is always Krishna conscious. That's Prabhupada's instruction. Is that okay? Yes, in the back, PJ.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, your example about the radar was very, very...
Example of?
Of the radar screen.
The radar screen.
It was very, very interesting. And I just wanted your understanding, Maharaj, that you said that as it goes around and there's something which is interesting, then there's a...
a blip.
And then a blip, and then the mind gets attracted to it. So, I have been thinking over for the last couple of, for some time about what is it that is really distracting personally me and in general devotees. And what I found is one of the most distracting thing is this, this information overload that we all are being bombarded by. This huge information that, and unfortunately we don't find any clear consensus amongst the devotee in our devotee community as to what is it that a devotee should do and what is a devotee should not do, because it is really seriously a deluge of information, and I think practically at least we can get submerged into it, and as we are talking about inducing
ourselves...
There's
even a... Go ahead, I cut you off.
No, I'm just saying that we are talking about inducing ourselves to think of Krishna, but how can it be ever possible with this sort of lifestyle that we all are living. So I just wanted your understanding on this.
Therefore, we're meant to simplify our life and simplify our minds. Someone sent me a clip the other day from a credible person, a credentialed person, whose argument is that the advancement of civilization and therefore the profusion of choices that it gives us makes us less productive and less satisfied, and in fact paralyzes us. That when you... I have my own experience. If I have to book a flight, my favorite flight to book is the one where there's only one airline and one flight. Because I just book it, I'm done. But when there's seven different flights from four different airlines at different times, and you could fly through here or you could fly through there. All those choices. Well, I don't know. So the advancement means everything's, as you say, information. What's the information about? You could have this. You could do this. You could do this. You could do this. You could do this. You could be interested in this. You could be interested in that. You could look at this. You could look at that. And the result is that one's mind becomes befuddled or even paralyzed. So we've talked about this before, that the great benediction of the internet, Maya never just gives. We were talking about philanthropy. Maya's not a philanthropist. If she gives, there's always strings attached. When she gives, she takes. So she gives you all these blessings, the internet, this, that. But she takes away your mind. She takes away your intelligence. She offers you, along with, you know, the train schedules, she offers you XXX sites so that you can have a choice between booking a train or booking a woman. So we need to be very careful about these things. One has to know that if I'm dealing with technology and all of this razzle-dazzle stuff, I have to be careful because it can distract me from Krishna consciousness. There's a... an American writer, going back a couple hundred years, he wrote, "Things are in the saddle and ride mankind." Things are in the saddle and ride mankind. We think that we're controlling all of these things, but the things are controlling us. Therefore, we're meant to simplify. We're meant to be engaged in these spiritual activities nonstop. And when we deal with technology, if we have to, which most of us somehow or other have to, we should be very careful. Mama Maya Duracha. And parents, don't take it as a given that you're 4-year-old needs, you know, something with a screen and little colored things playing on it so that they can get trained up early in being distracted from distraction by distraction. These things are not simply gifts of the internal energy. Is that okay? We have a few more minutes, yes? 4 to be exact. Is there another question? We can release you all early. Yes, Radha Gopinath.
Maharaj, this is not connected to the class since there is time, and I thought I'll ask. Yesterday, someone in a program asked me this question, that in the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vritrasur story, Vishwaroop is appointed as the demigod's priest. He had 3 heads. And with one he was eating food, with one he was drinking somaras. and with another he was drinking wine. So her question was, how could he be a brahmana and a priest of the demigods and he drinks wine?
When you have three heads, you can manage these things.
And then there was a second question that Indra gave certain, he shared his sin with some people and gave them some benediction also. So the trees, he said, wherever you are cut, you will grow. But the 1/6 of the sin he put in the sap. And so our question was, hing asafoetida?
Yeah, hing.
Hing. That is supposed to be coming from the tree sap. And there are also other things where we use the tree sap. So, how could...
I don't know the answer. Just that what our acharyas accept, we accept. If they said no hing, we'd give up hing. They use hing, we'll use it too. Why? You know, by logic you'd say, well, this is coming from here, this is coming from here. But we follow our acharyas. What they accept, that makes our life easy. What they've accepted, we accept.
So when there is a duality, Mahajano Yanagata, you look at...
It's like Prabhupada said that, you know, this poa is already cooked. It's half boiled, right? And they half boil it and then they flatten it and so on. So Prabhupada, he said, I never took this poa. He said, yeah, flat rice. He said, but then in Gaudiya Math they were taking it. So that means it was approved by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Then he Prabhupada took it also. Didn't consider that, you know, to say, well, wait a second, this is cooked by non-devotees halfway, this, that, this, that. Well, it's accepted by the acharya, we accept it. Which is good news for Poa fans. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I was just thinking about you, Radha Gopinath. I was just thinking about you because I hadn't seen you. Then you appeared.
Think of the devil and there is.
How's your health?
I'm taking care of it.